right after the Bob Rivers Show. It's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Oh, good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Well, we're a month into spring. And if it's time to add a little color and style to your yard or patio, the Fred Meyer Garden Center can help. In one easy stop, you'll find everything you need for outdoor living, like patio furniture, planters, and so much more. And right now, there's a Price Blaster special you won't want to miss. Pick up a hosta in a quart pot for only $1.99 while supplies last, and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Clipper Vacations lets you sail into summer with two-night getaway packages to Victoria starting at only $157.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.
Southwest Plumbing is the one to call for expert technicians that guarantee their work.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Sign up for Xfinity from Comcast through Verizon Wireless and discover a great deal and more with TV, internet, home phone, and wireless. What kind of a deal do you get from Verizon Wireless and Xfinity? One that gives you a $250 prepaid card when you sign up for a select Xfinity HD Triple Play and lets you enjoy your favorite premium shows on the go. Just search and download top TV shows and hit movies and watch them right on your smartphone or tablet over 4G LTE, only on Verizon Wireless. Sign up now for a qualifying Xfinity Triple Play and get up to a $250 prepaid card by mail, plus other special savings when you purchase through Verizon Wireless. Verizon Wireless and Xfinity, better together. Visit your local Verizon Wireless store or visit verizonwireless.com/Xfinity. Offer ends 6/30/13. Limited to new residential customers. Requires new two-year contract for select Xfinity HD Triple Play packages and monthly Verizon Wireless service. Subject to customer agreement, activation and other fees apply. Coverage varying by service, not available everywhere.
There's never been a better time to become a Crescent Club member at Snoqualmie Casino. When you use your Crescent Club card on Fridays between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., you'll receive 5 times more points. Insanely valuable points that go towards cash, dining, and gift shop purchases. Remember, Crescent Club members earn 5 times more points when using their Crescent Club card on Fridays between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Think of it as the ultimate high five. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all. Seattle's closest casino.
Everyone loves a story they've never heard before. Something totally fresh. That's the story of Safeway Farms Cafe Bowls. Some very tasty fresh salads like cranberry walnut, chicken Caesar, and turkey and bacon Cobb salad. They're single servings of deliciousness, ready to eat, and under 300 calories. Now with your club card, get Safeway Farms Cafe Bowls for $2.99 each when you buy 3 select varieties. It's a story of convenience with a fresh spin on it. There's a story on every shelf at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM14. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM14.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we do have one accident right now. It's I-5 northbound at 320th and Federal Way. It's on the right shoulder, so it's not actually blocking, but it is causing a pretty nasty delay as you make your way towards that scene. I-5 northbound, pretty crowded just after State Route 18. We're also starting to see some congestion northbound 405 through the S-curves. It's pretty minor at this point, though. Southbound I-5 through Shoreline, same deal. Just a little bit of light crowding, but nothing that's really going to delay you yet.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Good drivers deserve great rewards. That's why Allstate is introducing the DriveWise program. Call 888-ALLSTATE or talk to an Allstate agent about DriveWise today. You'll save 10% or more just for signing up. Are you in good hands?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KTR.
Isn't the right thing to do.
Lindsay Buckingham there, and we'll speak with Lindsay this morning, 7:45. Fleetwood Mac has a new EP, Extended Play, available on iTunes, and of course they're coming to the Tacoma Dome May 20th, and it's a big Fleetwood Mac reunion. The only person missing is Christine McVie, which, you know, it doesn't matter that much to some people, but I wish she was out. I don't know why. She's done with Fleetwood Mac is what I heard.
Yeah, they said she might pop up, like, as a special guest or something, but I think they always say that sort of stuff.
Her love of Tacoma will draw her to this
point. Well, no, I don't know about here.
That would be awesome.
It's like kind of like if she's sitting in her cabin somewhere, you know, and they're playing 10 miles away, she might go, you know, why don't I go play keyboards on a song?
Fleetwood, I'd probably still go, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac is just too huge.
I want to go. First and only opportunity.
Yeah.
Really?
How come?
Never been around.
That's true. They've not been around for you.
Yeah, not for me.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors was, of course, the album of my youth. The amazing How Can It Stay So Long on the charts. You know, for some guys, it was Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I wasn't so much a classic rocker as I was really a hit rocker.
Rumors, the biggest selling rock album ever, I think.
Rumors, yeah. And now, just every single song. How many times do you have an album that you like every single song on?
Rare.
Think about that.
Well, I was one of those more get baked and put it on and leave it on for a few days.
Oh, I did that too.
I fell in love with every song.
Well, you would fall in love with the whole concept of your band and your heroes.
Right. Chasing rabbits down holes, sun coming around. You know, all those things that get to you when you really listen in.
But when you get right back down to it years later, how many albums every single song was great, was a hit?
No, that's about the only one that is from top to bottom. Maybe best record ever made, ever, by anybody.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, some Beatles albums were like that. Every song was a hit.
Yeah.
So what I'm understanding is that it's not a big deal that Christine McVie's not coming. It seems like she's... I hate to use this word. It seems like she's kind of disposable as far as your Fleetwood Mac experience.
Well, I don't think so. To the purist, it's you know, like missing one of the four Beatles,
right?
Yeah. And I'm a purist as far as that goes. So, but still, if I could see three out of the four Beatles, which would require some amazing technology these days, I'd take what I could get.
You can't do it without Lindsay. You can't do it without Stevie.
No.
You can't do it without Mick Fleetwood.
Right. And Christine was this... Well, you could. But Christine... except he has the name.
He has the name.
Well, she's the other Mac.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Christine McVie.
Yeah.
But she has a soft vocal, and she's, you know, what were her hit songs?
You Make Love and Fun, Don't Stop. There's tons. Those are just
Don't Stop
rumor.
Was her?
Yeah.
Because, but it's so, Lindsay is singing the harmony with it that anybody can do it.
I'll just bring anybody else out.
I'm with you, though. I'm a purist. There'll be somebody great who can sing these songs greatly, and they'll be a great pianist. Maybe the same person. I don't know how they're doing the cover, but without her out there, it's a three-legged stool wobbling all over the road.
But three legs is enough for a stool.
Sure is.
Don't forget John McVie. He has legs.
Oh, yeah, he plays bass. And yeah. I don't know if he sings a note.
Right.
The founding member.
Yeah. Which one was related to our old show co-host, Sean? One of them was like his cousin or something. Do you remember who that was?
I don't. I didn't know that.
I think it was John McVie. He was related to...
Well, then he's related to Christy.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now I remember. His sister was going out with one of the guys in Fleetwood Mac.
They're having relations. That's the difference.
Because we had an interview with, I think it was John McVie. Anyway, and Sean goes, what's it like being with my sister? It was really creepy.
That's awkward.
Uncomfortable moment.
It's a long time ago. 6:12. So Fleetwood Mac coming to town. Lindsey Buckingham coming on the air. Of course, this morning, the big news is the Sacramento Kings. We'll get to that. We'll speak with Mitch Levy from Sports Radio 950 and 102.9 FM KJR on the NBA recommending not to relocate the Kings to Seattle. Many people, most I would say, expressed surprise. The one person who's not surprised this morning was Spike O'Neill, who saw this coming, and we'll talk to you about being right. Which is probably everyone's favorite subject.
It is a cool moment. Yeah. My boy, I wanted to be wrong, but
yeah, I
saw this one coming.
If wanting you is wrong, I don't want to be right or something.
I'd still
There's
like
a song
right.
in this. Also today, this could be controversial. A company called K-9 Force Security allows parents to hire drug-sniffing dogs to check out their kids' rooms. I think this is great. I'm sure you're all with me. I would be hiring this. I mean, I did something like this. We had a company on the show one time that allowed you to test your kid's hair to see if they had pot in it.
Cool.
And I tested my kid's hair. But I tested it a month too soon, I was to find out.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that. Whoa.
Month? It takes a while for the hair to grow out where you would cut it off at the ends and test it. Uh-huh. And I became suspicious at probably the right time, but the hair hadn't grown out yet.
If you had
so they came up clean.
That's funny.
If you had doinked it out by the root, would you have got to the, info?
You know.
Wow.
A lot of water under that bridge now.
Yeah.
This stuff is legal anyway. And neither of my kids got into it heavy. I think they both experimented a little and then decided it was a time waster. That's the best attitude to have about getting buzzed too often. Oh, I don't want to waste that much time.
Really?
And money. I mean, if you look at it,
yeah.
It probably costs a little bit, too.
Let's see. Also today, the ultimate European vacation, your text to win word will be at 8:05. I'd like to give you a chance to do that. And Steve has Steve Slayton, with your tickets to Steve Miller. And at 8:30, he will let us know what time exactly you can win tickets to Steve Miller. So good times to be listening this morning. Yesterday, we made a bit of a to-do, I did anyway, of the Amber Alert waking people up in the middle of the night. It turns out throughout the day that this did become a news story, and it was on the evening news last night, and there were police departments apologizing because people were complaining to Pierce County, and I think they're just getting this figured out, how not to wake people up in the middle of the night. I think it was just done. But this morning we'll have Bob Hoover of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to talk about the Amber Alert on cell phones, which again came as a surprise to a lot of people. Some people in Ocean Shores even freaked out and thought it was a tsunami or something coming at them. The good news is that the abducted child, abducted by bad parents, was recovered, and the story has a very, very happy ending. So we'll find out about that. And I'm going to turn the Amber Alert back on in my cell phone as long as they promise me it won't happen while I'm sleeping. Even the officer from Pierce County said, well, it does us no good to wake people up out of bed. They're not going to help find the kid. How about that?
The kid's not in your room, Bob.
So more on that today. Plastic surgeons are cashing in on a new body part. Downtown Joe has the answer. What time are you going to tell us which body part it is?
Whatever time you want. 15 minutes from now?
Let's do it 15 minutes from now.
Okay. It's not the nose. It's not the...
Well, that's not a new body part. They've been cashing in on
right,
the nose.
Right. It's not the chest.
The breasts.
Fastest growing, though. Fastest growing
butt
business.
Butt implants.
Not the butt.
Wow.
Is there... What other things can you have surgically enhanced?
I know a lot of men are kind of vain about their calves. Is it calves?
Really? Oh, we read about that a couple of years
ago. Not the calves.
It's calves.
No.
It has to be new.
Calf implants?
I don't think we're going to make it to 6:30 at the rate we're going here.
Clicking that body on, aren't we? Whittle.
I can tell you this. There were, there were only 300 of these in the year 2000. Now there's thousands of them.
All right. We'll tell you what new body part you should have fixed. I'm not going to have anything fixed. I've decided a long time ago.
I know what it is. Is it the neck waddle?
Not the neck waddle.
Turkey neck?
He wants to get to 6:30.
Yeah, he can get to 6:30 if he wants.
Coming up with unlikely places?
What's unlikely? The neck waddle is a very hot spot for people to suck fat out of.
Is it fat or skin?
It's skin. And when you get older... there are certain things that just happen. Whether you can control it with diet and exercise is one thing, and sometimes you just end up with a waddle.
Then there's the nip and the tuck required
At
that moment.
I tell you, people, as you get older, revel in it. Revel in your body's sculpting. It's a new kind of sculpting, I know. But revel in that you are turning into a weathered tree. Rebel, like, look at a Japanese bonsai bush next to a shoreline. That thing
blown by the wind.
Blown by the
for
wind.
Centuries.
Sand. It's pockmarked it.
What's the best part of a bonsai tree?
The part you don't cut off.
Some dude comes along with a pair of scissors.
And trims it up. Yeah.
Right.
A bonsai tree is a bad example.
Yes, it is.
That ironwood. Those magnolias over on the bluff.
Yeah,
are
exactly.
All wind.
Yeah. Well, I think you save your money, too, for when parts break. I mean, I'm happy to do some fixing if something... breaks. If I need a knee or an elbow or a critical joint, you know.
Well, you don't want to need a knee.
No, I don't want
to. It's the worst operation in the world.
I don't want to, but if I needed one, I'd get one. I mean, I don't consider that, you know, cosmetic, but I don't think you do much tightening and stuff. Save your money for when you really...
Yeah, don't tighten stuff down.
Yeah, you really need to put some money into the body. You'll be wanting
it. So this is how you would drive a car around, too. Don't fix those door dings.
Right, it's all cosmetic.
Wait till you need a...
duct tape that headlight back
wait
in
till
place.
You need a transmission.
Go look at my car. It's got a nice transmission, by the way. I replaced it, but it's also got
some
dings.
Who drives the big Nissan... it's like a pickup truck with a cap on the back of it. Big Nissan thing.
Big Nissan pickup. Bender has a big pickup, but it's American made.
It's a Ford
Harley
version. Yeah, this thing is when you first drive in the garage... It's in a compact space and just basically sticking right out into the middle of the road like the person said, I want this first space. I don't care that it's a compact space. There's been so many, I don't care what kind of parking space I'm in lately. I don't really get all that mad about it because I don't feel like I should enforce things.
It might be, I don't know. I'm only speculating as to who's always here by the time we're here, and that number's pretty thin. Maybe Dick Fain... Mitch's co-host in the morning. He's
maybe he has
here.
It. Yeah. It's an older vehicle, it's not a morning show host show-off vehicle by any means. It's a, so it's definitely not Bender or somebody else who likes to be, trendy and flashy.
And there's not a lot of other possibilities of who it could be. It might be Dick Fane.
Traffic reporter vehicle, maybe? They all moved in. We're getting more competitive around here with parking.
I think it's somebody on a budget. And I don't want to get mad at a person because they are ignoring the garage signs. Because I got to say, I hate those garage signs. I think you don't go on a plane and see seats for compact people. so that we could squeeze in some more people.
Do you imagine a row that's four seats across that lists as compact?
Sure, four seats for compact people.
In the front of the plane? Wow, don't give me any, don't say that out loud again.
But when the airlines, well, think about that. There are certain people, really thin people,
right,
that could fit in a compact seat. Give them a slight discount. Put an extra person on.
Or the first three rows on the plane. Those are so choice. People on Southwest pay a $40 premium to get in front, get up front.
Since I went on my diet and lost a few pounds, being on a plane isn't as bad as it used to be. And I go, oh, I guess some of it was me. I thought the airlines keep making the, when you're 40 and your reading goes, you go, they're making the print smaller.
Right. The airlines keep making these seats thinner. Are there any more peanuts or pickles or snacks or anything at all back there? You can bring me anything at all?
So.
Can I have the whole can? Thanks.
So why shouldn't a person be rewarded for being small like a compact car is rewarded for being small? I hate the compact. This is part of why I'm not mad at the person who's defying the rules. I hate the compact car spaces. I don't think they should exist. I think every car has a soul. Every car should have its own seat. They should all be all car spaces should be the same size so they could accommodate whatever car happens to be there.
Well, compact car parking alignments use the same mentality as the Amistad pack method of bringing people to this country by boat. They get as many as they can into the space building, available.
Yeah. I think it's a zoning issue.
It is.
It's a developer trying to make as much money on a building as
well,
can. Right.
Well, sometimes the developer is told by the city. Right. Actually, most times the developer is told by the city, you need to accommodate for 200 cars here. And then they try and make it work.
They try to make it work.
Some more successfully than others. But who hasn't been in one of those parking garages where even turning the corner
seems
impossible?
Look at her take the developer side so nicely because her husband's in construction.
I'm a vice president of a construction company.
You've laid down with this problem. Thought about it.
Are you the vice president of your construction company?
Yeah.
That means he can't run wild with any of the accounts because you're the vice president.
I know, it's hilarious. And from time to time, he'll be like, maybe you should come on this meeting with this new client, because...
Because you're a woman and you're hot.
What? Right, but I'm also a clown and an idiot.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about construction.
But you're fun.
Right.
No, you can help. He wants to use you to grease the deal.
Yeah, well, we were at a meeting yesterday and I proved yet again why I should not be involved in these meetings.
Because you don't know anything about the business?
No, it's just, it's like numbers, and I start hearing like blop, 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 right. blop, blop after a while. And then I'm five, and I start, tapping my pen and making jokes.
Playing Angry Birds.
She actually turned to me at one point, and she goes, what are you?
What are you? That's always a bad sign in a business meeting.
I was like, I'm a brain surgeon.
Just looking at you, sizing up the possibilities of fixing what you got going on.
Are you?
She could have asked that more diplomatically.
I know. Yeah. I think she meant, what do you do?
No, I know. I've actually asked that question of people the same way.
What unique skill sets do you bring to this particular situation?
I mean, what I say is, what exactly do you do for the
right,
company?
Right, exactly. I'm the vice president of sandwiches. For real.
Watch Watercrest.
My name's on it, but I don't know anything about construction.
No.
I'm helpful in other ways.
Yeah.
I stock the office with cleaning supplies.
And that got you a vice presidency?
Can you believe it?
Wow.
I have sex with the owner.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, yeah, you're right about that. It's regulations because the builder's required to have so many parking spaces. But the reason those regulations exist is because your contractors would just keep throwing up buildings wherever they could throw up buildings. They don't care if you can't park afterwards.
Exactly.
It's impact on the neighbors and you parking anywhere you can.
That's right. So anyway, back to that Nissan. It's a safety hazard because it's sticking out. It's the first thing you see as you drive in. Maybe you guys haven't noticed it.
Well, it's not my van, is it? I'm not sticking out. Okay.
No, it's just sticking out. And so I'm not the person to complain. Like, there's someone else who drives a beater compact car who parks in the low-emitting, snubby hybrid spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know what's the thought process going through that guy's head is, screw you with your Priuses. I drive an old beater that gets 35 miles to the gallon. I should get in the high, in the low. But the thing, the sign says low emissions. And the older cars ain't low emissions,
my friend. Nope.
So I think, who cares? Yeah. I'm not going to bust him. He's got his little gig where he parks next to the elevator every morning. He's probably got gout. And
he may be out of here by now. You know, he may be the overnight guy or something.
Is it like a Burger King?
No, I saw him park like 5 seconds before
really?
Me.
Oh,
yeah.
So he's pulling in
some guy
the day.
Who comes in the morning.
It's like a burgundy color car. I think I know the gentleman's building maintenance.
Is he building maintenance?
Yeah, he may feel he has a
pass because he's maintenance.
Yeah, he can park wherever he wants.
I really don't care what you do, Pete. I don't care if you break rules. I don't. Just a matter of safety. You know, I'd hate to see something happen to that Nissan.
But unfortunately, some scrapey mark might come and write the word douchebag on your car.
I've had it happen twice in that garage already.
It's a tragic situation, really.
It would be too bad that it was out there.
Oh, three flats at the same time. How ironic.
Must have hit a rock or something.
Something, bag of nails.
You all deal with this, right? Everybody out there has to park places where it says compact. You ever get into a parking garage and it says compact space?
Yeah.
It's annoying. Okay, all right, the Sacramento Kings are staying in Sacramento. Spike kind of saw this coming. Everybody was assuming, I was, Jody was, really most of Seattle media and people were, we've got the best ownership, we've got the best offer.
Yep.
Sacramento is struggling, they had a guy back out, their whale went missing, their, you know, various things.
Half of them washed up on Alki.
Right.
Yeah.
Various things were going wrong, and Spike said, I don't know, the NBA, if they come up with a bid, the NBA is going to have a hard time moving a team. Why it was hard for people in Seattle to believe that? Well, because our team got moved.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
But in the end, yeah, you were correct. And this must indicate that Sacramento's offer was good. That was the other reason I didn't think it would happen, is I assumed the credit check would come back with, you know, not something less than stellar for counting on their offer. Still could happen.
And that's an interesting dynamic of this, because we still don't know. No written offer has ever been put forth by the Whale Committee, that is the Sacramento owners group. We don't know. Now, the owners who have the committee, the seven-person relocation committee that voted yesterday unanimously to the best interest of the NBA was to keep a team in Sacramento. They must have seen numbers not made available to the public. They must have. Because they got to base their decision on all
of course,
information.
And there's no reason the public should be able to look into everybody's books. It's the people buying and selling stuff.
Exactly.
You know, hey, a house sold on my street. Well, I didn't see the financials of the person
buying
it.
Well, it's funny. You can see the price, though, when a house sells in your neighborhood.
Yes, when it
closes. You're entitled to see the price of a home. You know, Chris Hansen, the gentleman who stepped forth, you know, in his nice shiny armor 2 years ago.
St. Christopher. You must call him St. Christopher.
I'd wear a medal. Did you read his letter to the fan base on his sonicarena.com or .org, whatever his website yesterday?
You know, I had porn to get to. I didn't get to it.
Lucky.
Is that what you call him?
His letter, we can read it to you verbatim before Mitch comes in. I'm sure we will. But
his
letter said, we have every intention of going to New York in May and putting ourselves before the owners and saying, why is this legitimate, official?
Yeah, he's not giving up on the first day.
Letter to buy this team. Yeah. Why? How can you tell me that I can't buy this team? How can you tell the Maloofs they can't sell this team? You know, the dynamic is they're going to do everything they can to fulfill that agreement of Chris Hansen owning the Sacramento Kings. Even if the relocation committee says,
well, that's right.
No,
they have a signed agreement.
They do.
What happens? What's the breakup fee on the agreement? There's usually a breakup fee.
I think there's a $30 million.
Well, that was the deposit.
Right.
That's the breakup fee that they get to keep if Hansen doesn't follow through.
Then I think it's a legal matter.
Well,
suit.
It's based on the approval of the NBA. I mean, his purchase was based on the approval of the owners. If the owners don't approve, then the deal's off. I mean, now, you know, they might have to come up with some darn good excuses, but I believe the whole offer is contingent on approval from the NBA, because an NBA team is you own it, it's your private property, but it's, you know, subject to the rules of the collective. So if the collective voids the deal, now they may have to come up with some good reasons.
Right.
You might could sue them for that.
But. Well, but did the Maloofs make any promise to the Hansons that I'm sure this will go through? That's something we don't know.
Well, there was no precedent for the owners telling another owner who they can or can't sell to. There's never been a precedent. They've never done that in the past, telling you who you can and can't, having bigger strings than the owners do as to where teams or who their teams are owned by. Where's a different story, but who owns it? Joe's right. You have to.
So ordinarily, if they sold to a team to an owner in a different city, that owner could buy it and do whatever they want.
That's what happened here in Seattle.
Right.
That's the mean. Hey,
so wait a minute.
Oklahoma
Why
City?
Doesn't our ownership group just keep it? Here's a wacky idea. Buy it, promise Sacramento you'll keep it there, and then lie to them.
You can't do that.
There's precedent for that.
That's
there
immoral.
Is precedent
oh,
for
yes,
that.
Oh, yes, what I have here. But the thought process behind Hansen following through and completing this deal is, if then the 27 different people that own the land the arena is supposed to be built on don't come through, they move the team. I mean, who knows how it's going to play out? Who knows? But I told you from the get-go, having a team in Sacramento and Seattle is best for the league.
Yeah.
Keeping a market like getting every dollar Sacramento has for school books and clean water and flush toilets and everything.
Is expansion still a possibility?
Stern yesterday said that's not my game. That's not my story. I'm out of here in February with retirement, and you can talk to Mr. Silver, the deputy commissioner who's going to take the reins. That's his deal. I can't never say never. Nothing's forever. Who knows what the future can hold, blah, blah, blah.
All I know is Sacramento is so proud of itself. If you look at the Sacramento Bee this morning, you got Mayor Kevin Johnson with this big, triumphant smile.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, you know what? I'm happy for Sacramento, too. Yeah. The part of me that was disappointed was Seattle. But the part of me that loves humanity says, oh, those people, I'm so happy for them. Here they are about to get screwed like we were. And they pull it out in the 11th mm-hmm. hour, and they're happy, and they deserve to be happy. I wish our team, our city, had stepped up with the, you know, everything. We were still feeling stadium remorse because we already, you know, we voted no for both of those, and they were sitting there.
We voted no on the Kingdome before that.
They were like, "Don't do me like that again."
Well, when Stern came to Olympia. And the people, our legislators, our elected officials in Olympia told him, right, we're not going to be bent over for multi-billion-dollar rich
guys. The correct answer would have been, bend me over.
there are cities that will. Sacramento just took one. You know, when Charlotte comes up, they'll take one.
So this is a lesson to you people.
And Chris Hansen isn't giving up. I'm looking at his letter. He quotes Muhammad Ali at the end.
All right. Hey, Joe, what body part could I get fixed while we talk about this?
The upper arm lifts are in.
Jagger flaps.
Arm flap, yeah. It's 15,000 people just last year.
I saw this on TV yesterday, so I knew all along the answer.
This down here?
The old man, the old man arm skin that leans down?
Yeah, because people get, you know, the belly tightened and everything, and then the arm flap comes.
You know why you have that? Because as you get past a certain age, you lose muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you could instead build up some muscle.
Work out, yeah.
Right, if your Popeye battleship has sunk below your arm.
Arm lifts remove extra skin after weight loss or muscle loss. 15,000 people had it in 2012, up 4,000% in a dozen years. Huh. After weight loss, a lot of people do this after obesity surgery because they lost a lot of weight.
Still a drop in the bucket compared to the breast and the nose, but it's a new market for the plastic surgery.
I don't know. I know a lot of women who lost weight, and that was the one thing that they really were looking forward to doing, wearing tank tops.
Yeah.
You know, and the worst area, I don't want to start girling you guys out, but the worst area to be fat is right over here, because you got the kind of your bra strap blooping over, and you hear your arms banging against
flop it up.
Yeah, it's just so ever present.
How many people in the United States do you think have some kind of weight loss procedure like a gastric bypass every year?
Percentage of Americans?
Just a big number.
A big number. Okay. I bet it's upwards of 10 million people a year do something for surgically to help themselves.
I think it's less than that. We're not that fat.
10 million people?
10 million people every year.
I just wanted to get the ball rolling.
I'll go with 60,000.
It's actually 200,000. Uh-huh, so right in between you
two. I was over the showcase. So
10 million people.
I thought 200,000 was a crazy number, but I guess not.
This is people actually follow through, not just the people who need it. Okay.
You know what they call the standard American diet? The SAD.
The yo-yo.
Diet.
SAD?
The standard American diet is what it's being called, SAD. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says 1.6 million cosmetic surgeries last year. These are people having surgery for no medical reason, just cosmetics. Number one, breast augmentation still. 286,000. Well,
a year?
572,000.
If you're getting both. Yeah, you should count the real numbers.
I bet a third of that is Southern California, too. I think it's geographical. Some areas, well, it's almost required.
Is that annually?
Yeah.
Well, you said 200,000 people, and you just said 280,000 boobs, right? Didn't you just...
We're not still doing that joke, right?
No. I'm just asking you...
For cosmetic surgery, yes. Weight loss surgery,
oh,
different.
Weight loss
surgery
is different beast. Okay.
Hi, it's Bob here. Who's this?
Hey, Bob. It's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Good. So my mother, many years ago, not too many, had this surgery. She, my son bet her $50 that if she would exercise, she could get rid of this, and she lost. And she went and got this surgery, and the scarring is far worse than the flap because she still can't wear sleeveless shirts.
There you go. Yeah. She may have had the early version of it when it was, let's see if we can figure out how to do this surgery.
Let's pull a little bit over here.
Yeah.
It's still bad. It's still, you know, exercise, I think, is your best bet. At least give it a shot before you go under the knife.
Yeah, I agree, Margaret. Thank you very much. Arm lifts. Dun, 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 dun. 33,000, by the way, Pedro and Luciana always... update me on this, and I always act uninterested, but 33,000 people have signed up for a one-way trip to Mars in less than 2 days. Remember the guy who said he was going to bring people to Mars? Mm-hmm. And I said, why are we wasting our time with this guy? Because nobody's bringing anybody to Mars. And they said, no, he's a real company. He's going to bring people to Mars. And we talked to the guy, and he was nothing. He had no funding. He had no financing.
He didn't even have a website. All I had were those designer earmuffs they were going to give everybody.
Yeah, and he knew how to work the media with his stupid story. Well, he's back. Mars One announced they're offering free trips to Mars in 2023, but the catch was it was only a one-way ticket. Duh!
Yeah, 10 years to get your affairs in order. That might not be
sure.
So bad.
By the way, free one-way tickets from the San Juans to Anacortes. Free one-way tickets. They're all free. Did you know that?
No. Well, that's, you got to pay to get there, right?
I don't care how you get there.
Yeah. Swim if you want. No skin off Bob's arms.
Better get there today. It'll cost you more
tomorrow.
How
are you going to get home from Mars?
It's good. I think we're eventually going to have the technology to get you back, but probably not on the first run.
You know, I saw a thing over the weekend. It was actually on your show Sunday morning. Did you ever get to watch it?
No, not yet. Okay. CBS Sunday Morning.
One that had the guy who makes money from lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that's real, that you can make a living playing lottery tickets. But the other feature they had was a retro on the Jetsons. It's been 50 years since retro futuristic Jetsons cartoons hit the airwaves. And, oh, is that the last word winner? Yeah, let me get that person on the air. Jeff, hello.
Howdy. Yeah, I was wondering where I find these fancy earmuffs Jody's talking about.
You good can't job. Get them because they ain't real.
Darn it.
Jeff, congratulations.
You have a pair of tickets to see Spike and the Impalers at the Emerald Queen Casino this Saturday, May 4th.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, Jeff, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Good. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Spike and the Impalers Saturday night. Still a few tickets available. Emerald Queen Casino or Ticketmaster. Lots of great guests. Amazing local musicians. So anyway, this company has opened up their application process, and 33,000 people applied for a one-way trip to Mars. The application process is still open. They require that you be healthy and over age 18 and park in the appropriate compact parking space. You can submit your application at mars-one.com. I'm saying this because I turned down interviewing the guy again. They're only planning to take 24 people. So, and those 24 people will die on Mars.
So your application process doesn't need a deposit, right?
No, it's a free trip.
Then it's no
surprise. They're giving away free trips.
Yeah.
This stuff's all coming, you know, Virgin.
It's not coming.
Virgin Galactic.
Well, so back, not coming back.
Back to the Jetsons, okay?
Yes.
When they examined the Jetsons, they decided, unlike Star Trek, where just Star Trek was realistic about what was coming, and a lot of the Star Trek technology has come, except for the replicator and the
transporter. Big one, the big two, yeah.
But boy, those sliding doors,
motion-activated doors,
the whole motion-activated doors are everywhere.
Communicator, tricorder, that's all.
The smartphone.
Remember when they scanned the whole planet and told you where the away team was?
No,
you can do that now.
So, not so much with the Jetsons. The Jetsons were really based on air cars and jetpacks.
They got the doggy treadmill right. But other than that, there's not much they really
No, and Rosie the Robot.
Rosie the Robot's
has
right,
not
too.
Actually well, materialized. Not
got
really.
A Roomba. It's an entry level Rosie.
It's a little bit soon, but all right, I'll give you that one.
If your Roomba said Mr. J all the time, you'd be happier.
Hey, the talking Roomba.
Yeah. Pick it up.
They did say that Siri very much resembles George Jetson talking to his appliances as well. But and that, back 50 years ago when the Jetsons had a flat screen iMac on the desk that you could talk to someone on.
Right.
That was considered crazy.
Mr. Spacey would rip George a new one through the flat screen.
Exactly. 6:42, 18 before 7. So, do you suspect your children, teenagers, I presume, may have some contraband? Well, if you do, the owner of Canine Force Security, it's a company that has drug-sniffing dogs, will let you hire them. That's right. Parents now, in addition to law enforcement and businesses, can hire drug-sniffing dogs to go through your kid's room. Now, I want to take I'm going to talk to him on the show here in a second, but I want to take a few comments from you listeners out there on the text, 52309. Do you think this is okay? Or do you think this is somehow abusive and not a good idea? That this shouldn't be allowed to happen to children? I'm not sure if anybody will feel that way. I mean, after all, we've all agreed children don't have any rights.
Certainly not.
No. Rights.
Right, Joe? They don't have a right to privacy.
Well, not before they're 18. They really
That's
don't.
Right.
But I think, you know, personally, I think it's a little overboard.
You can choose to be, you know, neglectful of your children.
I'd rely on, well, if I wanted to sniff, I'd go in there and sniff myself.
You trust yourself, and you think you're better than a drug sniffing dog.
I
huh?
think I could.
You always find the drugs.
I could probably handle it.
All right. He's on the phone with us now. Welcome to the show, Mark Haynes in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
What's happening, sir?
Oh, just a beautiful day out here right now.
All right. So you could have been a clown at a kid's birthday party. Instead, you decided to have a drug-sniffing dog and ruin their fun. What made you do that?
I'm just a killjoy.
Yeah. Is your company one that works for police or businesses more?
No, I don't have any involvement with law enforcement. I work strictly for, you know, private enterprises, companies who hire me. Or a private individual hires me, the services are 100% private and confidential.
Got it.
So parents can feel like they can use this service or companies and then keep whatever results in-house and deal with it however they want without the fear of bringing in law enforcement if they don't want to.
You're discreet.
Very discreet.
Got it. And if a company hires you, what kind of company would it typically be? With I know you have to be anonymous, you have to keep their privacy, but give me some idea what kind of company would call you and say, bring in the dogs.
Yeah, the out here in where I'm at, it's a pretty big oil and gas drilling area, and the oil and gas industry is very much a no tolerance kind of industry for as far as drug use. It's a kind of a dangerous industry, so they like to make sure their employees are drug free. And so I work in that environment, you know, searching, you know, rig sites and company vehicles and that sort of thing.
How do you feel when you find drugs? You sort of bummed out in a way for the people?
No,
not at all.
I'm not. Well, because, and we're not trying to regulate people's private lives, but, you know, people who are working in industries, you know, where
it's dangerous, yeah,
it's very dangerous, you know, that person's, you know, risking somebody else's safety, not just their own.
So it's a little bit like drunk driving, where you go into a place where, you know, if you're operating machinery under the influence of something, you're doing good. You're helping stop it.
Absolutely. All right. You know, there are fatalities every year in the oil and gas industry because of the dangers. So it's just compounded by somebody who's under the influence of some narcotic.
Sure. All right. I get that with the companies. Now let's go back to you searching children's rooms. Do you think that Lindsay Lohan's parents should have called you like a decade and a half ago?
You know, might have helped. It might have helped.
Yeah, so you're doing good there too.
Yeah,
you're helping.
Tell her mom's from Lindsay's, though. That's
course correct. Yeah.
Do most people have you search the room when the kid's like at school and not around in secret, or do they haul the kid in and say we're going to have a dog come through? I'm not sure which would be more effective.
You know. Yeah, I'm not sure which would be more effective either. The reality is most parents hire me while their kids are not home. They want a private search, and then whatever is found, and they it gives them the option to deal with it however they want with their child, and whatever kind of relationship they have, they have the choice then to go and talk to them. But they're coming from a stance of understanding and knowing what's going on, so they can deal with the kid honestly about it.
So yeah. When you find something, you just give it to the parents. You don't. It's their property.
It is their property, and most of the time, I don't actually put my hands on the drugs, because when we do a search, the dog will alert on, let's say, a dresser or a closet or something like that, and say, "Hey, okay, there's something in here." I tag that area and continue the search. When I leave, the parent then goes back and conducts the actual physical search of that, whatever that was.
You need a little distance between you and the actual contraband, in other words. You don't want it to ever be in your possession.
No, I don't want it to be in my possession, and I don't want any privacy issues ever to come up, especially with people saying I'm rifling through somebody else's property.
Right,
So I keep myself at a distance when it comes to actually searching the dresser or the closet or the backpack or all of those things.
Wow. And what have you found so far with kids?
In the kids' homes, most of the time it's marijuana. I have found the parents have reported to me, and again, it's up to them whether to call me and let me know what they found or not. They don't have to tell me what they found at all. Again, that's their business. But we have found a couple of cases where kids were using methamphetamines. But the majority of it has been marijuana.
And now, wait a minute. We've legalized, but so has Colorado, right?
That's correct.
So that's not going to change your business any, right? Parents still don't want their kids, just like they don't want them drinking. They don't want them doing it.
The legalization issue has really increased my business as opposed to...
It's actually good for you.
Because,
yeah.
You know, again, it's still kids... parents, you know, still don't want their kids using marijuana.
Yeah. Do they ever, like, invite you to a kid's birthday party and have their dog dress up?
This is Sniffo the Clown and his Wonder Dog Snoops.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that so far.
Business model.
Have you ever had a guy call you up and say, you know, I went out last night and somewhere my stash is around here. But, yeah. You know,
that's another line of business for you. Yeah. Help me find my stash.
Marijuana is legal.
Yeah, that would be an opposite way to go, right?
All right, what do you charge? You would do that, right? As long as it was just someone saying, I need you to sniff for drugs. Sure.
Yeah.
What do you charge?
Well, a typical home search, and when I say typical, I mean just a standard suburban home, 3, 4, 5-bedroom home, which most people fall into that range. A standard home search is $150.
All right. So it's like carpet cleaning. You got to see how many rooms before you give a price.
Yeah, generally. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, a standard home, it's got to be a fairly large home to get above that $150.
Got it. How long does it take your dog to go through a home?
15 to 20 minutes.
15-20 minutes.
Wow,
pretty good living.
Not very long.
All right,
because we're simply just walking through the house. We don't. I mean, it's really just walking room to room. As long as it takes to kind of walk around.
What's the best hiding place that you've found?
The best hiding place I found was believe it or not, a kid hid some stuff in her mom's, what the mom called her skinny drawer. It was the clothes that she would hope to get into someday.
Yeah.
And the kid knew that the mom was probably never going to get
never getting that skinny drawer again. Wow.
That was
wow.
A safe hiding place.
In plain sight under mom's skinny clothes.
Under mom's skinny clothes, yep.
That's a good one.
Dad looked at mom, hey.
What about a dad spot? Do you ever find parents' drugs by accident?
Well, if it was theirs, they never admitted to it. I don't know.
No, that's right. They don't have to tell you.
She put it in my drawer.
Wow. All right. What do people say? Do people say that this is a good thing to do if you suspect your kids, or do they feel that it's an invasion of kids' privacy, Jody?
I think that it's completely realistic to assume that that is your house, and while your kid is living in your house, it is absolutely your room, not theirs.
There we go, Mark.
Sorry.
You're in Colorado. Does this sort of service exist in most major cities?
No, it actually is not very common, even throughout most of the United States. I know of a handful of companies that do private drug searches. Most of them are more on the eastern part of the coast. I don't know of very many of these at all. I think it's kind of a new thing. I think it could grow, no pun intended. But I think it's an industry that might see some expansion as parents see it as a way to really help their kids.
Mark, I saw this as a storyline on a cop TV show last year. And the dog that was being used in this show was a former police DEA-type dog who kind of got bounced out of the service for a little rambunctious behavior. Who trains your dogs?
There's a trainer out here north of Fort Collins. His name's Joe Klingon. He's been training police dogs for over 40 years. Very well respected. In fact, he's trained dogs all over the world, including some for the Russian police. So he's a very well-known drug dog trainer, and so I was able to secure him to train Storm.
What's your dog's name, Mark?
Storm.
Storm. Oh, you just said that at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Storm.
His name is Storm.
Take the house by storm. All right, yeah, Mark exactly. Haynes in Fort Collins, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Right. Yep. There's a franchise for you, someone out there. You want to take advantage of the burgeoning pot business without having to invest in lights and a huge greenhouse?
Yeah, really licensing.
Start this service here.
I don't see why this is a bad thing. Dogs love having jobs.
I wonder if, as he said, the legalization makes this a bigger business. I think it does.
It's still illegal for kids to get beer or cigarettes. Marijuana would fall into that same.
It would be in the same category.
It's everywhere, but illegal for a kid to have. I mean, yeah. And now that it's everywhere. You know, Kevin went to that seminar a month and a half ago, about the marijuana industry in Washington. That's one of the things he brought out of that for me was, or one of the things that struck him the most was how many peripheral industries.
Right, get into some side business.
Oh, he was talking about, you know, we got on GoDaddy and bought all these, you know, potcop.com, where all these, the security industry around grow operations.
Potcop.com? He bought a domain?
Oh, yeah. A couple different ones. Quite a few, actually.
Kevin did?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said, you know, maybe I can't see myself as a grower.
By the way, the lowest form, no offense, Kevin, because I know he's listening, the lowest form of entrepreneurism is buying a $9 domain name. That is the lowest form of entrepreneurship. Well, nobody ever does anything, including me, with their domain name.
But he said that was funny. As you looked around this seminar, there are people online binging domain names.
I couldn't believe potcop.com was still available.
Yeah.
654. Two big American entertainment icons celebrate big milestones today. One has red hair and is having a birthday, number 80. The other has gray hair and is 75. If you can guess who these two household names are, we'll have a prize for you. Big American entertainment icons celebrating milestones, birthdays.
Don't get any bigger than these two, I don't think.
One has red hair and is 80. The other has gray hair and is 75.
And the one that has gray hair has always been gray.
Always been gray. Name those two people, and what do we have for them?
A Spike in the Impaler CD.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Sell it, buddy. Sell the sizzle.
Can we get some Subway sandwiches or something to throw in with the CD? 655. The number is 877-901-0957. Coming up, Mitch Levy from Sports Radio KJR 950 and 102.9. His assessment of what has happened with the Sacramento Kings.
I know he spoke with Steve Ballmer for a while yesterday. Had some amazing insights to convey.
And at 7:45 this morning, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Lindsey Buckingham on Fleetwood Mac's visit to the Tacoma Dome and their new EP.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, the roads are looking okay. We do have that one snag, though. I-5 northbound after 320th. It looks like it's not even blocking a lane, and it still is managing, though, to cause a pretty nasty backup out towards the 5 curve. So watch out for an added delay if you're headed I-5 northbound into Federal Way. The Valley Freeway between the Super Mall, making your way up towards the Willis, you'll see crowding there as well. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill, turning into a slow drive. And I-5 southbound through Linwood, a little crowded as well.
This traffic report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Centers.
At Overlake, they think getting to a top cardiac center shouldn't involve 3 freeways and a toll bridge, which is why they provide comprehensive cardiac care in the heart of Bellevue. Visit overlakehospital.org/cardiac to learn more. Overlake Medical Center. We think about you.
Keel Mortgage, folks, give them a call, 888-778-KIEL. Keel Mortgage has been in business here in the Northwest, local company, for decades now, and they never get into that short-term, quote you an incredible rate that you might not qualify for. They never got into that mentality. They look at every situation individually. Find out what they can do for you and your family, even if you're underwater. There are programs right now that can save you hundreds of dollars every single month, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth. But give them a call because you don't know where you stand until you take a look and sit down with the folks at Keel. 888-778-KIEL. Keel Mortgage, Washington State, seal number 53969.
Well, we're a month into spring. And if it's time to add a little color and style to your yard or patio, the Fred Meyer Garden Center can help. In one easy stop, you'll find everything you need for outdoor living, like patio furniture, planters, and so much more. And right now, there's a Price Blaster special you won't want to miss. Pick up a hosta in a quart pot for only $1.99 while supplies last. And save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
You've waited patiently as one wet day turned into the next. But there, on the horizon, is all the fun waiting for you in Victoria, thanks to the Sail Into Summer event from Clipper Vacations. Right now, it's so fun and beautiful in Victoria. The flowers are blooming, the sun is shining, and there's so much to see and do. Book your Sail Into Summer now through May 2nd for travel May through June and get round trip to Victoria with 2-night stay from only $157. Kids only $10 with overnight package.
The kids loved it. Best weekend ever.
It's the best prices to fun Victoria for late spring into summer. Or take a Clipper day trip to see the visiting gray whales with stops in historic, charming Coopville. For a limited time from just $44, kids only $10. Sail into summer with Clipper Vacations. Your affordable getaway starts at Clipper Vacations during the Sail into Summer event. Book today at 206-448-5000 or clippervacations.com. Clipper Vacations.
In other parts of the world, beachgoers actually remove articles of clothing upon arrival. How absurd is that?
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 38. Goosebumped Beach Bum.
It takes an optimist to brave Northwest beaches. Someone who realizes it's more efficient to make a castle when the sand is rain-soaked and clumpy. Someone who finds it easier to breathe in the sweet sea air when it's being pushed by gale force winds. Someone who doesn't mind the 4.5 hours of showers, drizzle, fog, and near-freezing conditions if it means 5 minutes of pure, unadulterated sun. Goosebumped Beach Bum, you're one of us. And you deserve a better kind of insurance company. A Northwest company that'll never leave you out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit Pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you. A little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Steve Poole.
Who's that?
It's your car. We've got a problem, Steve Poole.
If it's about that wrong turn, you were navigating.
That lake wasn't in my software. It's something else. I'm leaking oil.
But I take such good care of you.
Steve, you're not alone. Most people don't know when their car is leaking, but I am leaking. In your driveway, in the street,
Down the storm drain and into Puget Sound, I do know a little something about the water cycle. Any suggestions?
For a limited time, participating ASA member repair shops will perform a free leak inspection up to an $80 value. Plus, you'll save up to $50 off leak repairs.
So where do I go?
In 2 miles, turn right.
Whoop, don't start that again.
Fine. Go to fixcarleaks.org to find a participating ASA repair shop.
Fixcarleaks.org.
Don't drip and drive.
Cars and trucks release an estimated 7 million quarts of motor oil into Puget Sound every year. Keep oil off the street. Go to fixcarleaks.org. A message from Puget Sound starts here.
Have you noticed? Things are really moving at your neighborhood QFC. And it's no wonder. You already know that QFC is the best place in town to get low prices on the great food you need every week for you and your family. But here's an added plus you might not know about. Every time you shop, you'll be earning fuel points at the same time, automatically. Save up all those fuel points and they'll add up to help you save big at the pumps. Actually, it's like saving twice. Once on all the food on your shopping list with low QFC prices, and again on fuel when you rack up those fuel points and save on every gallon at the pumps. So, get a move on, grab your shopping list, and see how much you'll save.
Get moving to QFC and save on fresh food. Right now, two 16-ounce cartons of Driscoll strawberries are just $4. And bring home fresh, local Draper Valley chicken. Buy one package of boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the value pack and get one of equal or lesser value free. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM14. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM14.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 northbound in Federal Way. We still have that issue at 320th. It's on the right shoulder. Looks like they're clearing it up as we speak, though. The backup, though, stretches out towards Enchanted Parkway, so it's a pretty slow drive into Federal Way. Northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hills, crowded. So is southbound 405 from the Kingston-Homish line all the way into Kirkland. And it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive right now taking you about 45 minutes.
This traffic report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
It's an amazing place that's away from it all, yet closer than you imagine. Right now, it's just a 29-minute drive to Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino just off I-90 at exit 27. It's an elevation above the ordinary. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.